Ruth, I read a quote from you as a young producer that you firmly believed you could change the world. And as head of drama at BBC TV, you were in a pretty strong position to achieve that. Is this one of the reasons you became involved in the Stonewall riots?
Yes, I think it sort of is, that the sort of drama that I've always wanted to make were dramas that addressed the society that we lived in, and certainly Stonewall, which had happened 25 years earlier, had a considerable impact, so that was why it was well worth making.
I mean, it was really a catalyst for the beginning of the civil rights movement, wasn't it?
Well, it was certainly a catalyst for the sort of gay, lesbian movement, but at the time there were the anti-Vietnam protests, so protest was very much in the air.
And it made people aware of the hostility going on, but do you think it helped?
I think it did. I think that anything that adds firepower to one's, or arguments to one's cause, if you like, anything that gets the message out there, and why I've always wanted to do drama rather than, as it were, factual or documentary, is I think that has or can have more of an impact.
And obviously, artists at that time were very emotionally charged, well, and now too, as portrayed in the film. Was there any conflict on set while it was being made?
Absolutely none, because what happened on set was that the director, Nigel Finch, whose project it very much was, he had been working on it before he actually brought it to me. He was dying of AIDS during the making of the film, and in fact died 2 days after the film fine cut finished.
And there were so many colourful characters around there, now Judy Garland being one of them, and a film is just about to be released about her latter life. It was said her death ignited the riots of Stonewall. What do you think? Do you think there's any truth in that?
I honestly can say I have absolutely no idea. But funnily enough, talking to the film editor today, it has been constantly in demand. And about 5 years ago, it went the rounds again. So I think it's a film that was made 25 years ago, but has never quite died. It still has a life, which is great.
And how do you feel about seeing it again now? Do you think that attitudes have changed? Do you think there's still a fear, especially in New York, that riots might erupt again?
I actually haven't seen it, although I have the video copy of it. I decided not to watch it until tonight, when I'm watching it, as it were, with an audience. I'm hoping that it still does have impact, because I think that these issues need constant reaffirmation.
Thank you very much.